Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It was Kevin time, yeah. Amen. The alarms and the new systems on all the vehicles, they're a glorious thing. Until just the wrong moment, right? That's how that works. Yeah. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch as we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to you word. Tonight we're looking at, you want to give a title to it, you call it Trust and Obey. Trust and Obey. And we're going to be looking at the word trust. And it's something, as I said, it's God deals with Judy and me about different things. You get to hear about it. And that's just how that works. Okay. And today, said we had her needle biopsy. Got a chance to witness to the nurse taking care of her. Got a chance to witness to the doctor doing the biopsy. And he just looked at her and she said, "You have what? You've done what? You're still here?" And it opened the door that way. And so that's the way, and God works in that. But if you want to know Webster's 1828 dictionary definition of trust: to place confidence in, to rely upon, to believe, to credit, to commit to the care of in confidence, to rely on, to depend on. And tonight we're just going to be looking at verses, okay, and quite a few in Proverbs. I'll read them to you. Then we're going to look up some verses in Psalms. And I want you to understand the Christian walk is a walk of trust. Okay, the world wants to trust in certain things. Some of you don't know what a mosh pit is. Some of them look up at me and they go, "Yeah, we know, Pastor." Okay. Where you turn around and you fall into the arms of these people and you expect them to do what? Catch you. Or toss you. Well, nobody tossed me very much, I'm telling you. But it's a case of people will trust in weird things. But they don't trust in God. Because you know what they do? They think they'll trust in what they believe they see. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so the safest place that you can fall is into the arms of your Savior. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, again, it's one of Howard Bacon's favorite passages. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." When it says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him," that's where we struggle. We want to acknowledge him in this. We want to acknowledge him in that. We'll follow the Lord there. But most of the time, we want to go where our thoughts are taking us. That's not trusting in him. It's not trusting him. We need to understand. And it says, with all thine heart. If you truly, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. What's the first and great commandment? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. You see, so I want you to understand, one of the elements of love is trust. In a marriage, when the trust gets broken, the love struggles. All right? Your relationship with Jesus Christ is compared to the marriage relationship between a husband and wife. And sadly to say, in America alone, those among professing Christianity, the divorce rate doesn't honor God. I'm not telling anybody to stay under abuse. I'm not saying that. I know there's biblical grounds for certain things. But I want you to understand, when it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own what? You've heard it for years in this church. God is always good. God is always right. We don't always understand. Doesn't change that he's always good and he's always right. You got to trust him. Proverbs 28 and verse 35 says, he that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Okay. In biblical times and also in India, if you're a little heavy, they think their gods are blessing you because people who don't carry any body weight are normally the ones who can't afford to eat. Okay, and so you know, it talks about to be made fat. You put his trust in him. That's provision above what is needed. Okay, God resisteth the proud but giveth grace to the humble. It says, he of the proud heart stirreth up strife. It always takes two for strife to take place. But it generally takes one to start it. Okay. The best words, Judy and I, have learned through the years. And again, I once was young, I am now am. You didn't have to call me old. You could have said late middle age. You could have. Okay, but you know what it comes down to? It comes down to the fact that sometimes the best words that I ever say are the words that I cannot say them to my spouse, other people, so I have to take them to the place where someone loves me always. Okay? You can take it to the Lord. Deal with your heart with him there, and it takes care of so many things. Proverbs 29, verse 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. World goes crazy over safety, doesn't it? People who just got into the Ukraine have been told by the United States government maybe that you should leave, especially if you're in Kiev. Because they've had one major bombing and attack there, and they've got another one, they believe, coming in another week or two. You know what they've said? God put us here. God's going to have to keep us safe. Proverbs 30 and verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put what? Their what? Their trust in him. I can't but walk in. I get ready. I want to talk to Pastor Kenny. I come in and I see the shield of faith. Right? That's what it's called. You know, because faith is trust in what God says. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you know what you can do? You can get down behind that. He is a shield unto those that put to them that put their trust in him. See, the Apostle Paul there in 2 Corinthians, he was saying, okay, that we had a sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead. You know who fails me the most? Me. Me. We always like to blame someone else for that. If I do wrong, if I let sin creep into my mouth and into my head, okay, and I've, like I said, anger could always be an issue with me. My father said when I was a little boy, if you don't get control of that, you're going to go to prison because you're bigger than everybody. You're going to hurt somebody. And I've always had to pray about that. Mike Viscom and I have had long conversations. It's a stubborn habit of besetting sin that he fights against. Okay, that flash, and he goes, sometimes I wish I wasn't born Italian. And I said, I don't think it's the Italian, I think it's the Viscom. He's done studying everything with this, and I, you know, A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. I said something to somebody earlier tonight. I mentioned it and I said, sometimes you know what you want to do? You want to pick up that pitcher, okay? Apples of gold and pitchers of silver. You want to pick up that silver pitcher and hit somebody upside the head with it. You know, and you can't. Okay, he is a shield because every word of God is pure. I've had people say, you quote so much scripture when you're counseling with people. It's constant. And I said, because you know what? You can trust in his word. Amen? So with that, I want you to turn to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms. This is not a total study of every time the word trust appears in your 1611 King James Bible. But it is an important thing that we need to understand. Okay. Proverbs chapter 5. Let me see if did I write down the right passage. I that's what's wrong. I want Psalms and I'm in Proverbs and I'm going, that doesn't look right. It's tough to get old. Be quiet. Yes. Thank you, Pastor Kenny. Psalms 5, verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. It's not only a shield in front. It says, I'll compass him as with a shield. You are surrounded by the protection of God. Protection of the Savior. Psalm 9. Psalm 9, look at verse 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And they, verse 10, they that know thy name will put their what? Trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. He'll not forsake you. Seek him, and he, you know what he tells you will happen? He will be found. Psalm 16. Verse 1 says, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. When you want God to protect you, to preserve you, that means to bring you through. Okay? Don't let you get spoiled. In biblical times, when they talk about, you know, you've heard the terms, the spoils of war. When someone says, to the victor goes the spoils. Well, God will preserve you. You don't become the spoils for someone else's victory. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Okay, you can find it in Psalm 17 and verse 7, Psalm 20 and verse 7. Go to Psalm 25. Psalm 25, we'll start at verse 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. This is a chorus. Right, Andrew? Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Protection and victory in the battle. I trust in thee. Okay, look at verse 20 of the same chapter, chapter 25. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed. For I put my trust in thee. Those are words that used to eat me up from my mom. You know, there's warnings in, you know, about a child who doesn't behave properly, you know, and it's a shame unto the father, and it basically says they break the heart of their mother. And my mom would say, Brian, I'm ashamed of that. And it would tear me up. She never said she was ashamed of me. Because she'd say, Brian, I'm ashamed of that behavior. And then she'd go, you're better than that. you deserve to be treated better than what comes out of what you did. Let me not be ashamed. Let me not be ashamed. Psalm 31. It appears three times, this word trust, in this psalm. Psalm 31, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Let me never be ashamed. You know how you know when you're ashamed of something? When you can't tell others about it. Are you ashamed of your Savior? Can you tell others about Him? Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Verse 6. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. You know why? Because God is not a man that he could or should lie. You haven't got to worry about it when you come before the Lord. You may not like what God has to say, but you know what it will always be? It'll always be absolute truth. Absolute truth. Look at verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. Because fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, right? Then it says, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the holy. Knowledge of how God is understanding. So how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that what? Trust in thee, where? It's not before them, as in before or after, it's before them as in the presence of them. Okay? Thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Go to Psalm 37. You find it trust in Psalm 34, verse 22, but Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do what? So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. See? Look at verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall what? I like that verse, but you know the verse before it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Where your heart is, that's where your treasure, right? What you treasure is where your heart is. And he says, commit your way to him. And he shall bring it to pass. Jump all the way towards the end of that chapter and look at verse, it is the last verse in that chapter, verse 40. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they what? Trust in him. We pray for deliverance every morning. Judy and I did our verses while we were waiting. They put the IV in. They hadn't given her anything for a sedative yet. And that's one of the reasons the nurse came in, because she heard us. Judy can quote Psalm 103. Judy can quote Psalm 91. Judy can quote Psalm 30. Now, we've read that every day since February after her being anointed with oil over a year ago. I go to quote that, and don't you know I'll mess up a word or two? So I read, she quotes. Nurse heard that, came in, and asked a question. And we ended up telling her, said, she shouldn't be here. God's given us another year, a new day. We're here for this testing. It's starting to grow. But we pray and we trust in God, because medicine doesn't offer an answer for her. And so we're praying and said, what can we pray about for you? It opened the door. That woman couldn't be kinder to my wife. She got drinks when she wanted drinks. She got hot blankets when she was cool. She got her pillow adjusted. She got different things taken care of. And I looked at that and I'm going, hands full on purpose. If you don't know what that means when I say that, ask Pastor Kenny after the service. You knew you had it coming. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall what? Trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are they wondrous works which thou hast done in thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. I would declare them and speak of them. They are more than can be numbered. You find trust in Psalm 49. You find it in Psalm 56, in Psalm 73, in verse 28, it says, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Go to Psalm 91. Psalm 91, this is the Psalms. We read this whole psalm every day. We do our scripture verses. Judy spends about 2.5 hours reading her Bible every morning. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me, or deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And then Psalm 118 and verse 8, the center verse of your King James Bible. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Two more verses. Turn to Isaiah chapter 26. Verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low, he layeth it low even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. See, you can... I don't care. Do you realize why 9/11 happened to New York City? Why the towers came down? Because that was a symbol of America's greatness to the Islamic extremists. It was based off, they want to attack the center of what we think we worship the most, and sometimes I think it's true. That was the center of the finances for the known world. That's why that happened. Because the love of money is the... Many are snared, all right? But if you trust in him, okay? Take no thought for what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink or what ye shall put on. For your Father knoweth you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Last passage, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Starting at verse 7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little. There is profit to bodily exercise. They're not saying don't do things. But godliness profiteth into all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. So it has a benefit now and has a benefit in eternity. Physical exercise has a benefit now. You want to live longer? Move. Motion is lotion, okay? But godliness is profitable to all things, having the promise of life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying of worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we do both labor and suffer reproach, because we do what? Trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Trust in the living God. Pastor Kinney has now been three times at Foreign Field. I've been the same place five times. 3,300,000 different deities that they worship. And they do it out of fear, because they have no trust that their God loves them and knows them. Tonight, you can trust in the Lord because he knows you. And all God's people said, good night and God bless.